All right, Tanner Lee out of Nebraska. Had a short stint at Tulane. Sat out a year and played last year. Had a nice Senior Bowl. And I'll open up for questions.
Was there a group of quarterbacks there you liked about the same?
There was. You know, throughout the draft, there was, after the early ones went, kind of those two through where we picked, we kind of felt like, we had differing opinions on a lot of the different guys. So, but they're all kind of that same clump as to how we ranked them 1 through 4. And some guys like this guy better than that guy, and other guys like this guy. I liked certain guys better than other guys. And so we just said we'll wait and, take some positions where there's value and need for us. And we need to go to camp with 3 guys. So
after Falk went, did that sort of raise
it? No, we were kind of always targeting this pick. You know, that we figured one of them would be there at this pick. So,
what's the big appeal with him?
Well, he's big. He's got a big arm, really strong arm, quick release. You saw that at the Senior Bowl. You see that in Nebraska film. Coach Price, our assistant wide receiver coach, coached him at Tulane, so we know the kid very well. Know his makeup, his intelligence, his drive, his attitude. He's going to fit in well with Blake and Cody in that quarterback room. And he's a accurate passer when he has time, like most of them. And, he was under a lot of duress this year at Nebraska. And we feel like that he can come in, and he's got a high ceiling because of the arm strength and the accuracy and the quick release.
Do you anticipate keeping 3 on the roster? Or
yeah, we're open to that. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
His grandfather and father played football as well. Do you guys ever look into that?
Sure. I mean, it's always good, especially like if guys are coached by their dads and stuff like that and grow up in the game. I see it with my own son, and he's around it all the time and where he's at. And I mean, half of these were his picks today, so.
How has that room changed from Chad being kind of the mentor to Blake to now Blake having 2 developmental quarterbacks underneath him?
Well, Cody's not really a developmental quarterback. He's going into his 3rd year. And even when he played, he had a 92.3 quarterback rating in 8 games he played there. So he's proven he can do it at this level. And we feel good about him. And this is another guy that, at this value in the 6th round that has some traits that you can really develop. And our coaches are committed to developing him.
There's always a point, I would guess, where Blake would get to where he didn't really need the mentor that had established, because he'd experienced everything that Chad had, right?
Yeah. Well, it's that. And, Blake is a highly intelligent kid, and he works at it. And I think in the last year and a half, he's really kind of taken the bull by the horns on that. So you saw a lot of growth for him, not only on the field, but we saw it every day in the building. And with him, once you start to pay your starting quarterback, you'd like to be able to fill it in with some, lower income type of talented players that, are growing and can grow into it.
With the transfers, any player that transfers, do you ever have to do extra research into that?
Well, like I said, we had Coach Price was there at Tulane. We know the reasons why. We know how heavily he was recruited after he decided to transfer. He was a very heavily recruited guy out of SEC schools. He chose Nebraska. So we knew the reasons why. They had a coaching change, and he wasn't a great fit in the offense, what they were going to do there. So he's a good fit in our offense.
Hey Dave, big picture, you got 2 picks left, but what you've done free agency and so far in this draft, do you enter training camp feeling about as good of a roster as previous stops and definitely previous teams?
Well, it's hard to say. You never feel really good. I still think there's room where places we can go that we're a little bit shallow on a depth standpoint, and you're one injury away from, having a good strength of your team to now being on the borderline. So there's a couple of spots that I'd still like to shore up, and we'll do that here and with these next 2 picks. But I think we'll still, come Monday or Tuesday next week, we'll still look at who's out there veteran-wise, guys that we can bring in there for depth or some veteran experience.
What's the top scenario for Miles Jack on base downs? Where would you like him to play?
I think the plan right now is that he's going to play Mike. He's going to be our 3-down Mike. I think Coach has probably talked to him about that. But he's so versatile. If we got a Mike that can play Mike, Miles can stay where he's at. So there's a lot to be said about that and how that plays out. Last year we went through that whole exercise. He did fine. And then as the year went on last year, he improved on a game-by-game basis and was really playing at a high level the last half of the year.